Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Beis in Maseches Yuma. Recording is in the old city in Beis Knesses Oel Yitzchak, Beis HaKnesses that has been restored to what it originally was. It's used by soldiers that are learning, as well as in the background you might hear noise from a bris. Beis Hashem, we're going to pick up with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi on Nun Aleph that we had discussed. Rabbi Yossi, to the objection of other Tanaim, was of the opinion that the way in which the Kohen Gadol walked into the Kodshei Kodashim is he walked along the northern wall, and there was an opening of the Peroches by the northern wall, and he walked straight on the right side of the Shulchan into the Kodshei Kodashim. We learned yesterday, and that's how we concluded the daf, that there were some Tanaim who objected, who said at the end of the day, Lav Orech Ara, the Gemara says on the bottom of Nun Aleph Mabez, Lama'ayel Lahedya, it's not kavod to walk into the Kodshei Kodashim straight in as if you're walking into a regular person. To walk straight and to be able to look straight into the Kodshei Kodashim is not acceptable. Rabbi Yossi Aymelecha, Rabbi Yossi will say to him, Chavivan Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is okay that we walk into the Kodshei Kodashim in such a way, Shelo Yitzrichan HaKasav L'Shliach, that the Torah does not require a shliach, that each person, what a beautiful point, said about the Beis HaMikdash right here, that the Pasuk says, as Rashi, on the first narrow line, starting with the last narrow line, Shenemar Asher Yedun Ish Negalev Avo, Ufireis Kapav El HaBayis HaZeh, that they will spread out their hands towards this bayis. Shlomo HaMelech describing the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, Hilka Chavivu Shluchan Likonis Lepambi. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even require us to have a Shliach to daven to him, certainly our Shliach, he will be very happy walking straight into that room. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who is of the position that the entrance to the Kodshei Kodashim started on the south side, why did he not walk straight along the southern wall of the Hecha? And the Gemara earlier on the previous daf had described that he walks in between the Mizbeach HaKdoras and the Menorah. Why does he do that? Why does he not walk against the wall? Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Nail Bein Menorah LeKosel, answers the Gemara, Meshachrei Mone. We're concerned that he's going to sully his the begadim, the big day calling gadol. Hence, he does not do that. Because if he's going to walk between the wall and the menorah, the ash from the menorah, or more precisely, the smoke of the menorah, had actually, according to Rashi, darkened the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, and when he would walk between it, that ash would, and that smoke that had attached itself to the wall, would discolor the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara now continues analyzing the peroches and wall between the Kodshei Kodashim and the Heichal. We had mentioned yesterday that during the Bayis Rishon, there was a wall between the Kodshei Kodashim and the Heichal, and that wall was called an amatraxin, which was a ama of thickness. Amar Rabbi Nasan, amatraxin lo ikriya bo chacham. The chachamim we learned on yesterday's daf could not be machriya ikil efnim, ikil echutz. Whether the kedusha started of the Kodshei Kodashim on the outside thickness of the wall or the inside thickness of the wall. That's why we learned yesterday, according to some opinions, there were two peroches, each one an amma distance away from the other, so that there would be kedusha on both sides. Maskevlo Ravina, Ravina asked, my time, what's the reason that the Chachamim had this suffix that there was a need to create such a peroches? Ilema mishum dechsiv. If you're going to say it's based on the pasuk in Melachim that says va'abayis asher bona amelach shloima l'ashem shishim ama orkoi ve'esrim rochba yishloisha ama kamasai, if that's how you're going to explain it, in the eyes and with the comparison of another pasuk, uksiv arbon ba'ama haya habayis hu ha'echel lifanoi, uksiv, and there's another pasuk, v'lifnei hadvir esrim ama orech, ve'esrim ama rocha, ve'esrim ama karaso. So the Kodshei Kodashim was 20 amas. Now, analyzes the Gemara, v'lo yadinan, and we're not sure, amatraskin, that when it comes to calculating the ama thickness of this wall, imehani esrim, was it included in the 20 of the Kodshei Kodashim, v'inim mahani arbon, or was included in the 40 of the Heichal? Maybe, suggests the Gemara, V'dilma lo mahani esrim v'lo mahani arba, and maybe it wasn't calculated at all. V'chalola kachashiv, and only the actual space was calculated. Kosalim lo kachashiv, but the actual width of the wall was not calculated. Teda. I'll prove to you that that's not a safek. The kol hecha, the kachashiv kaisalim, chashiv leiludi day. Then when it comes to the thickness of a wall, it's calculated separately, and we do not include the thickness as being either the calculation of the hechel or the calculation of the kachay kadoshim. This is not as we learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah appears in Midos in the fourth parak. Hecha meil ameya, the hechel size with 100 by 100 amma, brum meya, and even its height was 100 amos. Kos ulam chamesh, the width of the wall was 5 amos. Va ulam, and the ulam itself, the area, the anteroom before the hechel, chasasrei, it was 11. Kosel hechel sheish, the width of the kosel of the hechel was 6 amos. Va arko arboim amma, and its length was 40 amas. The amma traxin, and there was another amma which we've referred to as the amma of traxin between the hechel to the kachay kadoshim. The esrim amma base kachay kadoshim, and the base kachay kadoshim were 20 amas. Kosel hahechel sheish, the width of the kosel was 6 amas. The hate, and the lishka that was on the west of the wall for the kachay kadoshim was sheish, was 6 amos. Va'koisel hatei, 5 amos. And the kosel itself was actually 6 amos wide, reminiscent of the walls here in the Old City that are very, very thick. Here the wall was only a little thinner than the actual room, its size of the room itself. So what do we see? We see from the Mishnah Midas that when we calculate the kosel, we calculate the kosel as a separate cheshbon. We don't calculate the kotel in terms of it being part of one room or the other, it gets a separate calculation in terms of its width. If that's so, then what is the suffix in regards to the amma traxin, whether it has a din bifnim or bechutz? It's neither bifnim nor bechutz. Ella, rather, Ravina concludes, it's a different shayla. Kedushase, here's a fascinating shayla. This is a shayla that the poskim discuss even in the Kotel HaMaravi in regards to Kedushas HaKosel, whether it has a din of lefnim or lechutz. Do you look at the wall itself as being part of the interior or the exterior? El Kedushase ik lefnim ik lechutz. Is its Kedusha like the inside or the outside? V'haynu da'amar Rabbi Yochanan, bo'i Yosef ish hutzel. This was a question that Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Yosef ish hutzel. The Torah HaKadosha describes in Malachim, udvir they had the following shaila. What does the pasuk mean? Do you put a comma and say udvir b'seich habayis? There was the dvir, the kachay kadoshim, inside the bayis. Mipnima hechin l'siten sham, and inside the arah. That would seem to indicate that the Kedusha is only in the inside. In other words, there's a Dvir B'soch HaBayis, and inside the wall, there is the Kedusha as Ha'aron. Odil Mahachi Kamer, Udvir B'soch HaBayis Mipnima. Or do you read the Pasuk as saying, Udvir B'soch HaBayis Mipnima, from the innermost area of the Beis HaMikdash, that area from the wall and on, including the wall, also has... Kedusha, and therefore, when it comes to the Kachay Kadashim, that area has the wall of the Kachay Kadashim has Kedusha. Asks the Gemara, Mimis Afkale, is that really a Safek? Vatanya, didn't we learn in Baisa Isi ben Yehuda Omer? Chamesh Mikros Batora, Ein Lehem Echreya. There are 5 Pesukim in the Torah that we can't figure out exactly what it means. Rashi gives us a little bit of background what these 5 expressions in the Torah that we don't know what they mean. The word se'es, when the pasuk says that Cain, after he killed Hevel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Haloyim teitiv se'es v'im lo'y se'itiv la'pesach chatas roivetz, is se'es a lashon of forgiveness, Rashi explains, or se'es means that you will carry your avera. Also, the pasuk of Meshukadim in regards to the menorah, the pasuk says, "V'menorah abok v'Meshukadim kaftarel frachah." Do we read that the four gvi'im were Meshukadim, the four coast-like, up-like things were designed, but the kaftarel frachah were not designed, or Meshukadim kaftarel frachah? The word machar, when the Torah says, by Melchemes Amalek, Vayomer Moshe Yeshua b'charlanu anoshim v'tzehi lachem b'amalek machar anoichi notzev al rosh ha'givah al-mato l'kim b'yado. So what does the word machar mean? Explains Rashi, either machar could mean go and do war with Amalek tomorrow, or go and do war with Amalek now, u'mochar anoichi notzev, and tomorrow Moshe says to Yoshua, I will stand Berosh HaGivah. So what is Moshe saying to Yoshua? Is he saying to go to war tomorrow or today? Also the word, the Gemara says, of Arur. What are we referring to? Rashi explains, wow, what will we do without Rashi? In regards to Yaakov's statement of Shimon and Levi, Ki v'apam hargu ish uvirtzonam akru shar, Arur apam ki oz. So you could explain, uvir tzonam, again, all these issues, are where do you put the comma? Uvir tzonam ikrushar arur. Were they oker, a shar who's arur, that is a shar shel Shechem? Or do you put uvir tzonam akrushar, comma, arur apam ki oz? Finally, the last pasuk, vikam. Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe hincha shochev imavosecha vikam ha'am azev zana acharei elokein nechor ha'aretz. Kosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to pass away and Klal Yisrael will stray. So it says Rashi Vikam. There are two ways to read it. Hincha shochev imavosecha vikam. Are you going to sleep with your avosim and get up with Tchias HaMesim? Or the other way to read it is Vikam ha'amazev izana. So too over here, when it comes back, coming back to our sugya, we also had a suffix, how to read the pasuk, which said, Udvir ha-besoch habayis, do we put the comma before mipnima or after pima? Asks the Gemara. So now we see that there are five sfeikos in Chumash, Vitanya, and we learned, most have the gears of Vitanya, we learned, who is Yosef ish hutzel, who Yosef if habavli, who isi ben Yehudi, who isi ben Gur Aryeh, who isi ben Gamliel, who isi ben Mahalo? That all of these isis are the same people, which is also Yosef. Umashmo isi ben Akiva shmo. What do we see? That isi ben Yehuda is Yosef Hutzel, and we see that Yosef Hutzel was only mistapek on these five psukim as isi. What about the fact that Yosef ish Hutzel was mistapek? How to read the pasuk in regards to Malachim, the pasuk that said Udevir b'soch habayis mipnima, and the question where to put the comma. By Pnima, answers the Gemara, Bidoraisa Leko Bidnivoi Ika, that he, in regards to the Psukim itself, there were no other, that's a double negative, there weren't other Psukim that he had a suffix about. However, there was a suffix in Navi, asks the Gemara, okay, so that answers the question, that's why there's a suffix in Navi, where does the Kedushas, Kodshei Kedoshim start? Bidoraisa Leko, and in the Torah, are there no other psukim that you have a suffix of how to read a pasuk va'ika. There is another. Debay Rav Chizda. This is a Gemara in Chagiga and Avav. Va'yishlach es nare b'nei Yisrael va'yalu oilois. In regards to the end of Kabbalah's HaTorah, there says that the Narim brought up olos, and that is kvasim, that they brought up lambs. Va'yizbichu zevachim shlamim parim. And when the Torah then also says they brought up shlamim, that refers to cows. But Rav Chizda had a suffix, Odilma Aidividi Par, maybe it was both cows. So why not mention that suffix as well? So Gemara answers, Rav Chizda, Misafka Leil Isi Ben Yehuda, Pashat Leil Isi Ben Yehuda. It was Pashat, it wasn't a Shaila, like one of the Tzadim. It's not clear which side it was, but like one of the Tzadim. Now we continue the march with the Kohen Gadol, walking into the Kodshei Kodashim. Hachitzayna, the outer peroches, continues the Halakha Mishnah. Haisa prufa min hadaram, it was doubled over on the southern side. Upnimis min hatzafan, and it was opened from the north. In other words, the Kohen Gadol would be able to go in. So he would enter from the south. He would walk in between the two peroches, he would walk in the direction of the north until he reached the end by the north, and then by the north was the actual entrance to the Kodesh Kodashim. So Achitzayin Haisapufa min Hadarim Upnimis min Hatzafon. And the entrance to the inside of the Kodesh Kodashim was in the north. Mahalech b'neim, atchim higil etzafon. Higil etzafon, hofech panav ledarim. Then he would turn his face to the south, to walk towards the Aron. Ima paroches, and he would walk alongside the paroches, atchim higil Aron, until he reached the Aron. Higil Aron, once he reached the Aron, nosen es hamachta ben shnei abadim, he put the shovel with the ktoris between the badim of the Aron, the staves by the Aron. Salvar es haktoris al gabi gecholim. He began to pile the ktoris on top of the char of the coals. V'nismali kol abayis kula ashe. And that's when the Kodesh HaKadoshim became full of smoke. Yotza ubaloi b'derech beis knisasai. And he went out in the same manner that he went in. In other words, the same directions that he took to go in, he retraced his steps. And he said a short tefillah in the heichal. And he didn't extend his tefillah shloi lahavis, says Yisrael, not to keep Klal Yisrael worried, as the Gemara will bring out. Unfortunately, there were times that the Kohanim Gedolim died in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was a tremendous tension. You could feel it just by even reading the Mishnah, the Kedusha of the Maisa, the Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, and there was a tremendous tension that relayed both to Kedusha as well as the fear of whether the Kohen Gadol would come out okay. Says the Gemara, B'Mayiskinen, what exactly is the chronological state of the Mishnah? Ilam Migdash Rishon, if we're talking about it was the first base of Migdash, Mihava Pereiches. Was there a Pereiches there? There wasn't. El Migdash Sheni. Mihava Aron. But Migdash Sheni, was there an Aron? Tanya, but then we learn a brisa. Mishenignas are nignasa imoi. Tzinsenes hamon utzlochus shem na mishko makolu shel aron shkedu pracha, that the aron was hidden, and most assume that that means it was hidden by Yisheni, and along with it was hidden was the man and the special oil, the shem na mishko that was made in the midbar, and the staff of Aaron that had the shkedim and the prachim, va'argos sheshagru plishtin daron l'hei Yisrael, as well as the box that the plishtin had sent as a present after they had captured the Aron, shenemar, as the pasuk says in Shmuel, u'lekachtem es Aron Hashem nesatem oise ala golov es klei hazov asher heishavtem hashevoisem loy osham tosimu va'argaz mitzidov shlachtem oso v'halof. So that's how they transported the Aron back to Klal Yisrael. So we see that the Aron was Nignaz as well as other things. The Gemara elaborates, Umi Gonzo, and who hid the Aron itself? Yoshio Gonzo. Ma Rosha Gonzo. Why did he decide to hide it? Rosha Kosov. He saw the Pasuk says, Yolech Hashem Oschaves Malkecha Asher Tokum Olecha El Goya Shelo Yedato Atav Osecha Favadta Shom Elohim Achirim Eitz Ve'Evin. He saw that we were going to do Averis and go into Golus. Shenemar, the Pasuk attests that this was Yoshio's thinking in Divrei Yomim Beis Perik Lamid Hei. Vayomer Lalevim Hamivim L'chosu HaKadosh Hashem Tenu Es Aron HaKadosh B'Bais HaShabon HaShlema Ben Dovin Melch Yisrael Ein Lechem Masa B'Kosef Ato Yivdu Es Hashem L'Kechem V'Es Amo Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar taught that the source, that the other things were also nignaz, as is they learned the Gzera Shava, Shama Shama. It says on the one hand, the Pasuk, Asher Aloroina, Aidus Lefnei HaKapars, Asher Aidus, Asher Evoid Lecha, Shama. And also by the Mon, Kach Tzinsen Es Achas, Tzinsen Shama, Meloh HaOymer. That's one limud, that whatever would happen to the Aron would happen to the Mon. V'asi, we also learn Gzera Shava, Doris, Doris. It says, V'hanechoysa Lefnei Hashem, L'mishmeres, L'doris Eichem, in regards to the Mon. And it also says in regards to the Shemen, Shem Mishras Kodesh, Zeyeli Ludorosechem. So just like whatever happened to the Mon, that's what happened to the Shemen. Vahasu Mishmeres Mishmeres. And we learned out also Xerishav Mishmeres Mishmeres. It says by instance Senes Mon, Fahanechois Lefne Hashem, Mishmeres Ludorosechem, as well as the Makel Shel Aaron says, Hashem is Mata Aaron, Lefne Edusum Mishmeres Lodosevne Mary. So bottom line is now we're stuck. What is the Ukimta of our Mishnah? If our Mishnah is talking about Bayis Rishon, that doesn't make sense because in the Bayis Rishon, there was the Amatrax, and there was a Kosel. If we're talking about the Bayis Sheni, there wasn't the Aron. Answers the Gemara, Lo Olam, Migdash Sheni, really, it was Migdash Sheni, and that's why we have a Perochas in the Mishnah. Umay Gilam Aron Makom Aron. It was actually quite painful. He wasn't reaching the Aron itself, just the place of where the Aron was. The Gemara of Ahaktani, Noisin Samachtel Bein Shnei Abadim, doesn't the Mishnah say that there were the two Badim? Ema Ki Bein Shnei Abadim, as if the two Badim were there, but already the Aron was not there, nor were the Badim there. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to record tonight a halacha from the daily daf of the implications of the Aron's place where it was hidden, and halachas of Beis HaKnesses that emerge from the Bechina of the Aron being in the Beis HaMikdash and being hidden as well during the Bayis Sheni. Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Beis in Maseches Yumah.